Hello and welcome to the Rancor's Brothel, episode number 30.
Mm-hmm.
This show's almost as old as I am.
Almost.
31.
You old fuck.
I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And we brought back our frequent collaborator,
Brenton Frame.
And in a last-minute bid to keep Dustin's job, we've invited his boss,
Justin Carver.
There you go, Justin and Dustin.
Yep.
A match made in heaven.
That's the Ustins of fun.
It's hilarious.
What?
We introduce ourselves to people. It's like, hi, I'm Dustin. Hi, I'm Justin.
I get it. There's nothing to get, man. We didn't change our names.
They always say that.
They're like, do you guys work together all the time? Like, if we don't have to.
I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
We both drive the same kind of van. Or do you drive a Comcast van?
Lord, no. Pickup.
Boopty.
Anyway. Dustin, start us off with some guest questions
today.
Oh, Jesus.
Justin.
Yes, Dustin.
So, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
I've heard all the previous ones done on this, so I don't want to. I'm going to try to veer off the path.
Okay.
Got to keep it fresh.
Yeah. The Wolverine's been played out.
Wolverine will never fucking be played out.
Yeah.
Shut your dirty, whorish mouth.
Sell out.
Sell out?
All right, versus right now.
How about get out? Fuck.
He's just a little angry.
I'm going to go. Oh, good God.
I know you think
I'm going to go with Storm is actually
really sexy.
That's besides that. Besides
your superpower is going to be really sexy?
Yes. I already got that under control. Weather control.
That's a lot of responsibility, man.
But nobody's mentioned
Butterfly yet. Flaps its wings in China and it changes the weather in New York.
But you can make a fortune off of that superpower.
Yeah.
You could travel to the far reaches of deserts where it hasn't rained in years and pay you a couple mil.
And ruin an entire ecosystem.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Many species of plants and animals going extinct because you want to fucking make it rain in the desert?
Or you get
are you, Jesus?
Or you get behind Dustin on the interstate.
You should have brought up Wolverine!
Make a little tornado, flip him off the interstate.
Yeah.
Would you like a tornado at your wedding?
Yes. I can make it rain. Literally.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger advertises for the Justin Carver storm.
Would you like a tornado at your wedding? How about a little rain at your bar mitzvah? Call Justin and Dustin. You know that Austin. Make it rain.
He'll be standing back there with a little piece of metal.
Oh boy.
Beautiful. Okay. Second question.
So Justin.
Yes, Dustin.
I already know this. And who's your favorite superhero and why?
I know what you're going to say, and he's not
I bet it's Wolverine.
Well, it depends. It depends on what side they're hiring for. Because, you know, but it's going to have to be Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I think he's been given a second degree from the time he was established back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He will destroy Wolverine any day of the week and twice on Sunday. And I'm getting ahead in the shaking here.
Matt is chewing angrily.
Yes. I'm eating a baby Ruth that's full of caramel.
It's full of blood right now.
Bit my tongue.
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis? Brush my teeth, motherfucker. You want to insult the Wolverine? Don't insult my chompers.
Deadpool, you guys have referenced this in one of your verses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how he's flagrantly gay.
I think not. But his infinite bag of tricks. There's such a vast array of weapons he could have in there that would single-handedly destroy Wolverine any day of the week.
No.
But see, they don't play into this because, you know...
Well, because as far as superpowers go, he's fucking Bugs Bunny. I saw him do the same thing with Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
Elmer Fudd's like, I'm hunting rabbits, and he pulls out a bazooka from a pocket that he doesn't even have because it's a skin. That's stupid.
Exactly.
I do like that Deadpool can step out of character, or whatever they call that.
Yeah, break the fourth wall.
Yeah. That's a power that no other anybody has, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. No, I can break out of the fourth wall. This is a podcast.
Hello, listeners.
Look at you. You're cooler than Deadpool.
No, my whole argument boils down to Wolverine getting shot in the head in the 1-2, was it the third X-Men?
Second. It was the second. X-2.
The second. On the porch. A rookie cop bust him in the head with a bullet. Mm-hmm. Lays him out for a good 5 minutes during the whole event of the cars getting torn up. And he's laying unconscious on the porch, waiting for this bullet to come out of his skull.
Uh-huh.
Now, Dustin did not represent my argument in the previous segment.
We are all aware I am horrible at debating.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I will give you that, Justin.
Carter. Yeah. The whole time I heard him talking about it, I'm sitting there shaking the steering wheel fiercely, like, shut the fuck up! But with Deadpool's unlimited, almost, I would say unlimited supply of weaponry, all he
it's
needs...
It's not unlimited, because it's not magic to the point that he could just be like, I would like to pull out an elephant, and he reaches in and there's an elephant. No. I mean, it's going to be shit he put in there before.
Exactly. But with the array of weapons that he has in there, he just needs to fire a hail of bullets in that direction. And just catch him once in the noggin, and he's down. And then the 5 minutes he's down, go up, cut the head off, do whatever you need to do.
Head's still alive then.
Exactly. But he also has...
Didn't win, did he?
He also has teleportation devices.
Okay.
Limited range. But he could use those for a quick, swift... Depending on where it takes place at. If we're close to some type of volcano or... furnace, blast furnace. Wolverine's done.
This is all predisposing that Deadpool got the drop on Wolverine. Wolverine didn't smell him a mile away coming. All the gun oil apparently oozing out of his bag. And doesn't stab him in the fucking throat.
Can you teleport and have sex with someone?
What?
I wouldn't try it.
It's probably rape. I don't know.
Like Hollow Man?
But... You know what? Okay, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but you're watching Star Trek, right? They jump into hyperspace. They're going faster than the speed of light, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason we can see is because this visible spectrum of light is hitting us and reflecting off. Or hitting everything around us and reflecting off, and that's why we can see the physical world. If you're traveling faster than the speed of light, how can the camera see fucking the ship? It should be invisible, because the light's not hitting it.
No, because the camera's going as fast as the speed of light.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, they have another ship following. It's like the Land Rover on Top Gear.
It's like fucking Mutual of Omaha. They're fucking chasing antelopes.
No, it's the Enterprise camera car.
So you're saying there's an intergalactic Land Rover following them with a boom arm and a camera.
Exactly.
And a GoPro stuck on the hood. Yeah.
The Galactica is following them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you were traveling faster than the speed of light, then you would be invisible. So it would be an automatic cloak while traveling at the speed of light, right?
That's badass.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Sorcery.
I'm changing the subject because Deadpool's gay.
Sure.
Third question. Can I have a raise?
Let me reach into my bag of tricks here. See what I got.
I think that means no.
No.
Okay.
Not only no, but hell no.
Well.
Don't take us non-raise personally, son.
Thanks, Steve Austin.
Yeah.
That concludes this episode.
Advice for the drinking man.
And also my job.
What do we do now?
Discount X-Men.
Yay!
Yay.
So, first one, which is all right.
This one.
First of all, before we even get into it, wonderfully huge mad shout out to Lucas Patterson, who last week we challenged on the show to draw Semenstro.
Mm-hmm.
And within 24 hours, it was on Facebook, and it's beautiful.
You drawing son of a bitch. Good job.
So, maybe we can get that on our Twitter this week and send it out. Send it out to the tweets.
Did you get the tweets?
What's
send out some good tweets today.
I tweeted about it 3 hours ago.
I'll try to put it up on Twitter.
Okay, thank you. And perhaps...
I can probably do that right now.
Perhaps you could do it on the Pinterest page.
I could do that.
You guys have a Pinterest page?
I don't have one.
We have a very popular Pinterest page. Thank you very much.
We have 1,900 followers. Don't put this on Matt. It's on me. I handle the Pinterest page.
I've never even looked at it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you like Deadpool. Hey. So I'll tell you what, Pinterest rocks.
Oh, man.
Okay, first discount X-Men.
First discount X-Men. This one was actually my idea. This came about... a long while ago, and I think Dustin meant to throw it up on one of the preliminary episodes talking about them, but just
preliminary episodes
of the X-Men.
You mean previous?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay. They weren't like qualifiers. we don't rehearse the show and then...
Yeah, he meant to throw it up on one of the Olympic episodes of Now, anyways, this guy's called the Flaccid Slapper.
It's a callback.
Okay, anyways, Flaccid Slapper, his power only manifests... I don't know if he's... Is he discount? Do we decide he's discount or one-time use?
I mean, does he...
Sorry.
Just digging your ear with keys like a normal person does.
Describe how his powers work and we'll decide after.
Okay, well, basically, in the heat of battle, because he's a normal guy, you know, and then they're all like, Flaccid Slapper! And then, go! And then he fucking, he starts twirling around like a tornado faster and faster. And then all of his limbs go limp. And then he just goes around fucking slapping everybody left and right with all of his limbs.
So it's like the Tasmanian Devil, but his arms are paralyzed?
With yeah. Stretch Armstrong.
No with Stretch Armstrong? I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much Stretch Arm Tasmanian Devil Strong. So...
I feel like in the process he breaks all his bones.
Yeah, so he probably so, he
one time use.
No, maybe the bones are attracted into his body, and that's why his arms are flaccid.
Okay.
He's gonna have some abrasions. Yeah, and he's gonna have
some rough cuts.
Yeah,
yeah.
A couple of lacerations, maybe. But so that's the flaccid
a contusion.
Slapper. And you know, I challenge Lucas.
No, don't challenge Lucas because I have a comic book for Lucas to draw.
Okay.
So Lucas, call me this week. Because I have a really great comic book for you to draw.
Now, Dustin, you got to talk about the other Discount X-Men.
We'll make a lot of money, Lucas.
Our next Discount X-Men is... His name is Edward James Olmos.
There's a T on the end. Almost.
And his power is he can...
Wait. Like the Iron Man thing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You're right. He can generate a massive amount of energy from his chest.
Kind of like the Iron Man repulsor
but
thing.
Throughout a whole fight.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
It takes him a long time to build up the energy.
Iron Man guy in a red suit.
So like Mega Man X?
Or like Dragon Ball Z style where they just like power up all day long. And then just before the end of the battle, he can release his energy.
So he's like, and he's like, and
it comes out of his chest. And but see, the thing is...
Yeah.
Awesome. The energy shoots out of his chest, but it's just off center from where he's shooting. So it barely works.
Yeah.
It like knocks the guy down.
Like he hasn't learned to aim to the right.
Yeah. No. But like he aims straight on, but I guess releasing the power it like jostles him every time.
It's like Havoc on First Class. He couldn't
aim
his power. They had to put that apparatus on
him. So that way he almost hit his target. Edward James Olmos.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So.
Here you go. Do you have one for today? You going to make one up?
Let me look around at the house.
Because this is how we fucking do it.
Oh, Dr. Thunder. He's on the X-Men team, but he's kind of like the water boy. And what he does is he quenches their thirst at a discount price. Using the delicious flavor of Dr. Pepper.
I'm thinking one of his other powers could be he can create the sound of thunder.
That's his remedy to everything. You got a cold? Thunder. You got a fucking broken bone? Thunder. We'll set that shit with the power of sound.
Your car die? Thunder.
Thunder.
And then what? Your car starts?
Yeah, no.
Nothing happens at all.
Nothing. No.
That's what he does. He's just walking around. He's like, you're like, man, I had a rough day at work. Boom!
Crack!
And you're like, what the fuck was that for, Doug? You're such a prick!
His name's Doug.
Dr.
Douglas?
No!
Douglas Thunder the Third.
It's not Doug. It's Dr. Thunder.
Shut it, Doug.
I'm not Dougie anymore.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
teach me how to...
Excalibur was like...
teach me how to Dougie. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so Dr. Thunder, that's good.
Thank you.
Yep. Star Wars Minute?
I've got nothing.
Do you know anything about Star Wars?
I know.
Jesus Christ, Brenton.
Sorry.
Not to the extent that Matt here does. And I do like.
Is there anything you'd like to know about Star Wars?
Tell us, what animal would you cut open and live inside on the freezing temperatures of Hoth?
A really fat chick?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she smelled bad on the outside.
Because you know everything.
You know what? I went to the movies today and there was a trailer for Ender's Game.
Yes.
It just got old ass Harrison Ford in it.
Yes.
And that's fine, but like in the beginning, they're playing like all the accolades of the people in it. Like there's two Academy Award winners, there's like four people that were nominated for Academy Awards. And so, and Harrison Ford is the very last one. It's like an Academy Award nominee, Harrison Ford. And I'd be like, they just need to, at the end of that, they just need to cut in and be like, I was Han fucking Solo!
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, bitch! This movie's gonna rock!
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is kind of ruined that.
So. You know what? Fuck off. Okay? They can't all be fucking gilded rose lilies. But, I don't know what the fuck is a gilded rose lily.
I don't know. If you have 20 years to make an Indiana Jones and that's what you come up with,
Hey, but it had that hot Nazi chick.
Even still, no.
She, okay, but she was Russian.
Yes.
They were not Nazis.
Did we see the same Indiana Jones?
the fourth one?
Yeah.
Those were Russians. It took place in the 50s. All the Nazis were dead then.
The last one just died like 2 weeks ago.
Well, I guess...
the last Nazi ever?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Was his name Willie?
No.
Willie Nazi?
Willie Fisherbum.
Anyway.
No.
Anything you guys want to know about Star Wars?
There's a guy that like kind of floats. You know, I think maybe he flies a little. And he's really bad about... he's really good about money. And the Force doesn't quite work on him.
Yeah, he's a Tordarian.
Yeah.
That's Watto.
If he could be of one particular,
he's a Hindu.
Okay.
Is that what you're gonna ask?
I was gonna ask what his religion was.
Okay. You know what? Don't. Because we discussed this. We had a talk today about why we're not doing that.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the deal with thermal detonators?
Okay. Here's a question. You guys love Star Wars.
Fuck yeah.
Thing you hate most about any of the movies? Like the one thing you hate about the Star Wars franchise?
Hayden Christensen.
I like Hayden Christensen.
I'm okay with him. He's Jumper. He's all right.
Yeah, Jumper is a fucking badass, underrated movie.
Was great, not him.
Is Hayden Christensen the kid?
Yeah. No, he's the...
The kid is fucking nameless and he's a piece of shit.
Hayden Christensen is the guy before Vader's costume.
But he was so whiny in the whole thing.
Well... Don't you think if you're going to become that evil, you got to be a fucking whiny emo kid anyway?
He was the oppression.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. No. He was oppressed. Multiple ways. He had his hand chopped off. You know, fucking Padme is, you know, like, oh, I'm pregnant. And he's like, you know.
I'm out. Maternity test, bitch.
Yeah. And then he had to go kill all the fucking Tusken Raiders and their little Tusken babies.
Okay, here you go. Because here's a problem I have with it.
Okay.
Because when Padme Amidala becomes pregnant, visibly pregnant, she's not, like, married publicly. Like, she's married legally to Anakin, but they can't let anybody know about it, right? So she's, like, in a family, and they starting their family, having children. She has to resign her post on the Senate because she is an unwed mother. That's, it's kind of...
It's very Catholic.
No, I'm Catholic, you dickhead.
I'm playing.
I'm just saying it's kind of like, I know it's a galaxy a long time ago, but...
Yeah, it's very classist.
It's kind of like 1950s America. It made me uncomfortable.
How can she hold down an office if she can't hold down a man?
Fucking shit, Justin Carter. And there go all our female listeners. Bye-bye.
How can she hold nice knowing you. How can she hold down an office when she can't hold in her water?
How can she hold down an office when she can't stay in the kitchen? My main problem with Star Wars, I kind of agree with Matt on this. Like, it kind of feels like almost a class system kind of thing. But I think my biggest problem is that there wasn't enough...
Pussy?
No, not that. Dodo. Pussy will I. No, there wasn't enough of the fucking pod racing. That was only in episode one, and that was like the badassest fucking thing in all three movies.
Yeah, it actually was.
Hmm. I also don't like... I didn't like how they made Puppet Yoda look in the prequel. He just didn't look at all like the Yoda that we knew. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a much different shape. And, you know, when they made the Blu-rays come out, they did go back and take out the puppet digitally and put in... a digital version of it, which looks much better, but, you know, at the time it was like, ugh, that's kind of fucked.
Right.
Did you ever notice that there's a female Yoda on the Jedi High Council?
Really?
Where was that?
You just see it in passing. When you watch the first episode...
Is she the one with those things on her head?
No. That's something different.
Oh, okay.
But there is a female of his race.
Is she short?
Yeah.
I remember she's sitting on one of the...
Yeah, and then that circle and those little... Yeah. Those cool, like, poof chairs.
Yeah. It's like, and then they're talking about how they need to forge a yellow ring instead of a green one,
right?
Because fear is actually more powerful than hope or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, there was the green power coin, and then you played the flute, and the dragon sword came.
Right? Oh, okay.
Do-do-do.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
Glad we cleared that up.
What's a rancor?
I
have told you guys so many times. It's the guy on the ice planet in Star Trek. That chases fucking Captain Kirk. It's the monster on the ice planet.
When they go backwards around the sun?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Spock?
What?
No, Kirk.
Blue whales?
That was horrible. They were humpbacks.
Oh, save humpbacks. The whales. Humpbacks. Okay, my bad.
Okay, so double dumbass on you.
yes, I'm off the hook. Thanks, Brendan.
You're welcome.
The night and job. You know what? Let's take a break here, guys, and let's have a word from our sponsor.
Hey, y'all, come on down to Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium. They just dropped off another truckload of stuff here at our Emporium. We got bloodhound urine, flare gun axes, fret saws, little pieces of jerky shaped like steel-toe boots, post-hole diggers, scratch-alls, all kinds of pressurized smelt, only one helping hand, flat splines, tongue and groove pliers, pudding slappers, seven, count them, seven, collapsing skull canes, glass branches, adult croc booter schnocks, knitted knee pads. And we got all kinds of nets here at our Emporium. We got fishing nets, hair nets, internets, basketball nets, the net with Sandra Bullocks, hockey nets, water nets, net profits, gator nets, fish net stockings, bear nets, hornets, tractor nets, fire nets, tiny little nets for your nieces and nephews, tree nets, bayo nets, Wi-Fi networks, moose nets, and Jason Netman. And last but not least, we got all kinds of panties and whistles. I tell you what, our Emporium has been doing so well that we decided to open up a trailer park. Y'all go ahead and come on down to Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium Trailer Park. No credit checks and free beer coolers in every carport. Come on down today and give us a big yee-haw and we'll pay your first month's rent.
And we're back. Gentlemen, what do we do next? What's the next big thing?
Are we on to the main topic?
No, we're not. We've got to...
Fuck it.
Where's the die?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I got it right here in my hand.
The voices.
You want the 20-sided?
Roll it and don't hit the microphone with it.
All right.
Seven.
Lucky number seven.
You think I would have it pulled up by now.
Yeah, fucking unprepared piece of shit.
Jesus.
Tatooine? Did we already say
we've
Tatooine?
We've done Tatooine, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll roll again. 20. Bitch.
We already did that, too.
Okay, what I'll roll again.
Puppy mill.
One.
I didn't change
we did that. Do the puppy mill?
Number one.
You should do the bread aisle at Kroger.
So many hot women.
Oh, man.
Not in the bread.
No, that's lame.
Like carb watching.
11?
11. Okay. Inside the Nebuchadnezzar, docked in Sion.
Ooh.
I'm getting some puzzled looks from around the table. I think Justin Carver's the only person who's cool.
No, I...
Yeah!
You just redeemed yourself. But you did not redeem Deadpool.
And Matt, you just got yourself a new co-host.
Yes. Okay, the Nebuchadnezzar is...
yeah, I know. It's Neo's ship.
Larry Fishburne's ship.
I knew.
Lair Bear.
You know what? Go back to his old movies and he's Larry Fishburne.
Is he?
Yeah, you know, he's the black kid in Apocalypse Now. He's Larry Fishburne. Harrison Ford's in that movie, too.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
The fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Jesus. Where's the...
I have the...
Come on, Brenton.
Dustin's never seen Fight Club.
It's like a sibling. You just threw Molly broke the lamp.
Yeah. Dustin's gay then.
So, no, but I, you know, I plan on watching it, but then I realized that, you know, I didn't have a copy, so...
I will let you borrow mine, and Brendan, I will let you borrow my Fight Club.
Aren't you the master of pulling these videos up on the internet free on
and the biggest
loot
or Big Lebowski?
Yes, I am.
Who hadn't seen the Big Lebowski?
I've seen it.
The dude about
Renton's not Britain. Seen it, right?
Mm.
Okay, yeah. So you need a board right here so you can list all these.
Who has not seen any Mad Max movies?
I've seen them.
Renton,
Dustin's never seen The Watchmen.
Okay, but so when you point one finger, there's three pointing back at you.
This is a pretty good versus.
You've never seen The Shadow.
So far, we haven't even mentioned the people.
You've never seen The Shadow or The Phantom.
No.
Yeah, well.
Because they're so elusive.
Oh, he's kind of got you there. All right, who's fighting in this fucking versus? In the Nebuchadnezzar. Who is it?
We have...
Was it Mel Gibson?
Was it one of them Hitler?
It was Mad Max.
Yeah.
It was Mad Max and the Road Warrior.
Versus
Rick Grimes.
Yeah, that's right.
So two post-apocalyptic badasses.
Both good with the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Both delicious looking.
Okay. Don't know about that one.
Those three fingers pointing at me right in my butt.
All right, where do we begin? It's funny that they're in the setting that's in a post-apocalyptic world, too.
Oh, very good.
This is very fucked up.
So why are they in the Nebuchadnezzar?
Well, they just woke up from the Matrix. They took the blue pill or the red pill.
Okay, they both took the red pill.
They jumped down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, they took the deep one.
Okay.
Deep pill. Purple?
No, fuck.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
You guys really should be co-hosts.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing next weekend?
Yeah. Matt just does that by himself, and I'm like,
Well, you know, after tomorrow, Dustin's going to have a lot of free time. He's going to have a lot of free time on his hands. So.
Wait, what?
Nothing, nothing.
I have to work tomorrow.
You know, I was going to talk about that after the show.
Well, I really didn't want to do this here, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I actually got your job.
You know those people in Langley?
Uh-oh.
Well.
I missed a phone call.
Okay, pause.
Go. I mean, you guys can continue. It's not like I contribute anything to it.
So is this Rick Grimes from the comics or the TV show? You want to do a TV show, I assume?
I want to do a TV show because that's what I'm more familiar with.
Okie dokie. So, they're on the Nebuchadnezzar.
Why?
Well, they were... I said they woke up, but let's go ahead and assume, too, that they have their weapons of choice.
Okay.
So we got the double barrel shotgun for Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the
and then, thing? What is that? What's he got, a 357?
He's got a revolver, right?
It's a 44. It's a 44. He's got like the dirty, hairy gun.
It's a man caliber.
Yeah.
A Malibur.
Yeah.
Just heard Ashley blow her nose on the podcast.
Yep.
What else? And I think that they should both be able to call a backup. They should have their sidekicks.
Okay.
Who are their sidekicks again?
Mad Max has a dog. I believe named Dingo.
Dingo, okay.
And Carl Grimes.
Dingo versus Carl.
Carl Jr.?
Yes, Carl's Jr., the hamburger.
Yeah. He's just throwing burgers at him.
That'll take care of the dog. Right? I mean, you're done. Yeah. Especially in post-apocalyptic world, like, where all he's eating is, like, fucking irradiated rats.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ball cancer in post-apocalyptic Mad Max world.
You don't need your balls.
I need mine.
What for?
To reproduce?
To keep in my wife's purse. Ooh, what else is she going to use in there? Find her keys.
Yeah, that's true.
Anywho, sorry, honey.
So they wake up in the Nebuchadnezzar.
And then you grab up a brush and put on a little makeup.
What are they like? They're inside that,
No.
They're both sitting in chairs, right, with the thing in the back.
Yeah, they wake up across from each other.
Okay.
They look at each other and they kind of get that, like, head to toe look.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they've been size each other up. They've been unplugged, but they've been plugged back in.
No.
Because remember the Nebuchadnezzar...
No, they're out of the mat. They're out of the Matrix. They're in the Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay, but they're in the program. And they just
they're not in the program.
Well, if they just woke up from the Matrix, then they were just pulled out with the claw thing, and then they woke up in a...
Okay, but they are in the Nebuchadnezzar, and they're in their bunks. Okay, is that better?
They woke up in the med bay.
Med bay. There you go.
Across from each other.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just... For the, you know... glasses up nerds. Just saying.
So Mad Max gets up and says, "Oi! You some kind of tosser?" And Rick Grimes pulls out his 44 and says the three questions. How many walkers have you killed?
It's like,
Mad Max says,
"None."
What's a walker, mate?
What's a walker?
Nothing. What's a walker with you? says, how many people have you killed? Mad Max says, I don't know. What's your estimate there, Justin? I killed in the hundreds.
Yeah, well, from the first movie...
I really should watch this.
Yeah, it's a good series.
If it's just Road Warriors, he's only got about 45, 50 in that one.
Okay, so 45, 50.
It's like about 45 or 50.
And a dodo pussy will I.
Dodo pussy will I.
We ate that.
It tasted like semen.
What?
And rape.
And Rick says, why? Why'd it taste like semen? Why'd you kill the humans?
This bird is a 9-foot dangerous flightless bird.
This avian devil.
Yeah.
Right. So he says, why? Mm-hmm. And he says, they were in me way.
Yeah.
So then Rick Grimes automatically knows, this guy is not to be trifled with. I might have another governor in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to put this dog down. If you kill, you get killed. Mm-hmm. Those are the rules.
Governor? Right. Like,
you kill, you die.
Arnold?
No, what? There's a bad guy called the governor in Walking Dead.
Well,
so
clearly no idea.
Grimes raises his gun to shoot him.
Mad Max, I think, he has his double barrel in his lap. He rolls out of his chair or his med bay, whatever, bed.
Yeah.
And he's hiding behind the gurney, right? Mm-hmm. But boom, we got a standoff now. Yeah. What's going to happen?
Mm. Well, Mad Max has how many bullets?
Well, he's got two at a time, but they're scatter shots.
Does he have a bandolier?
He's
got reloads.
Okay.
So.
Does he have any grenades?
Where are Carl and the dog at this point?
Oh, well, at this point, I think, is when they call them out.
I mean, why are they on the ship?
Why not? It's a fucking make-believe fucking fight, dick.
Okay. You're always asking for specifics here, and now you're like, oh, let's just throw them in there all willy-nilly.
Oh, my God.
It's because Carl just got unjacked, and so did the dog. Dog was unjacked, too.
The dog actually belongs to Neo, because you can't plug a dog into the fucking Matrix.
Why can't you?
Or it could be a mutated.
Because that's silly. Why would they do that?
Fucking giraffes waking up.
Like every time a dog gets hit by a car. It's a really tall chair.
And he's got like 400 more plugs in his neck than the rest of them.
There has to be a monkey at the command.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Unplugging people.
So Mad Max is oi.
Noah's Ark.
Mad Max is oi. Dog, attack.
Mm-hmm. The dog attacks Grimes?
The dog goes to attack.
Okay.
Carl stands up from behind the gurney and says, "Not my dad," and starts firing.
At the dog.
His, what is he got, 9mm in the show, right?
No, probably.
Starts just fucking, he doesn't care what he hits. He's just shooting at this random dog. Because Carl, keep in mind, is a badass in the show, but he's only used to shooting walkers. He's not used to shooting fast things, like a rabid fucking dingo.
Right.
So I'm going to say he probably doesn't hit the dog. Anybody?
I'd say that his bullet goes ricocheting and hits one of the Nebuchadnezzar's...
some kind of control or something?
Yeah, docking. Fucks up the ship. Docking fucking hoverers.
Okay. I believe when they actually dock in, it's magnets hold it in place.
Oh, well, fuck me.
And there's nothing in the med bay for docking mechanisms.
Yeah, there's that. Well, Brenton, you go sit in the corner.
Well, maybe it just hit a box of cocks.
Okay, fair enough. Box of replacement dicks.
Oh, man, my cock box is busted.
he blocked my cock box. That's hard to say. Call action. So then the dog has dodged these bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Carl runs out. He throws the gun at the dog, misses because he's fucking 9 years old. Yeah. How hard is he going to throw a gun?
Right.
And the dog rips out his throat, and Carl's dead.
Okay. So Grimes, at this point,
now Grimes up. Is raised Hulk mad.
I figure he's going to stop being like tactical about it, and he's going to stand up and just start shooting the shotgun.
He's
shooting his gun.
Yeah, it's like he's behind the gurney, you know, sitting with it. He's holding his gun up. He's ready to turn and fire, and he sees Carl's like dead body fall back, and then the dog's like just munching on Carl's throat, eating it.
He's gonna instantly kill the dog.
He's just gonna be like, oh, boom, shoot the dog.
Yeah.
Dog's dingo's down, Carl's out, and now we got the rage. He's only got 5 shots left in this chain in the gun. This is a 6-shooter, right?
But he blew the fucking dog apart.
Yeah, I mean that close with that weapon.
Oh yeah.
Question. In The Walking Dead.
It's about zombies.
Whether or not they've been killed by a zombie, they are raised as a zombie. Because they're all infected anyway, right?
I like where you're going with this. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm reading your mind. Okay, so the fight continues. Rick goes ape shit crazy. He jumps over his gurney and just starts firing at the back of the gurney that Mad Max is behind. Mad Max hasn't shown up yet. Hasn't stuck his head up, right?
Right.
He unloads those 5. He grabs his little fucking speed loader.
Mm-hmm.
Like our friend Brenton has sitting on the kitchen table, pops it in while he's reloading. Mad Max jumps up and takes his 2 shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
As he sights in, takes his 2 shots, Rick lifts his gun.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
I'm going with buckshot, and it's going to go through whatever cover he's on. So that close range, they're only like 10 feet apart at most. So.
10 feet apart, but here's the thing. Mad Max is from like 100 years after a nuclear fallout.
Mm-hmm.
So his gun's really wicked old. I'm sure he doesn't have fucking gun oil. It can't be the most accurate of weapons.
That's the good thing about a shotgun. It doesn't have to be accurate.
Well, that's true.
You're the same. And shoot.
What I want to have happen is Rick wins so that in the end, zombie Carl rises up and bites his dad. And then all of Sion gets affected in a zombie apocalypse. Because in The Walking Dead, they're all infected. And whenever they die, they will reanimate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful, poetic ending to this fight.
So you want Zion to be Zombieland?
I want it to be Zombieland, and then the machines are fucked because they can't use their system of control to, you know, fucking go find the next one in the next version of The Matrix. And Colonel Sanders is all fucked in his room full of TVs at Best Buy.
Bullshit!
Any fights on my ending? Does everybody like my version?
What about
if you don't? Fuck you, because I'm the only one that's seen all this shit.
So what about? I haven't seen The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Do they have zombie animals?
No, but the zombies will eat animals.
Well, can they turn animals?
No. Only a human virus.
Animals aren't affected by the zombie gene.
Okay, let's say because the dog could.
Could then rise as well.
Potato. Yeah.
See, the dog isn't from the Walking Dead universe where everybody's infected, so he wouldn't be infected unless Carl bit him. I don't think Carl bit him while the dog was chewing his throat. So.
How's a fucking hamburger going to bite someone?
What? Oh, Carl Jr. I got it. Carl Jr. Yeah. They weren't privy to that because we didn't discuss that. We discussed that off air.
Yeah, sir.
Okay, so that's what happens. Carl is the winner. Zombie Carl is the winner of the fight. And
spreads the disease across the whole
network. Across all of Zion, and which then allows for Agent Smith to take over the Matrix because Neo has nothing to fight for anymore. So he's like, fuck you guys. Fuck you, machines. I don't care what happens.
I have brains to fight for.
Yeah, then she matter. Would undoubtedly be its mother.
What?
You know, he's like, if I am the... like,
oh, yeah.
If he's the father of the Matrix, then she would undoubtedly be its mother.
Yes, got it. Colonel Sanders.
Bullshit!
Meat and potatoes this week. What are we talking about, gentlemen?
Potato!
Wow, I don't know what we could be talking about.
What?
I said, wow, I don't know what we could be talking about.
A box of cocks, a bag of dicks.
Wow. World of Warcraft today.
The wow!
Yes.
Wow!
This is another...
wow. Put your fingers upside down, so is mom.
Oh, I got it. Your mouth was a no. I got it.
Rare occasions when the...
Uh-oh. Go take her home, show her face. You know.
None of us three know. Justin has to inform us of his nerd world.
Right.
His nerd.
We ain't seen shit, Captain.
Nothing at all.
All I know is that the expansion that came out last Christmas was A Land of Fighting Panda Bears. And that really made me think, I'm so glad I didn't get into WoW, because I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
I know you can have a mount, and that excites me.
You can have several.
Several mounts.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where do you want to start at? Like ground zero with it? Like
how long have you been involved with you know, the same thing that, again, 16-year-old girls play?
Well,
I mean,
millions of people play it.
There's millions of people play Skipbo. That doesn't mean I fucking do it.
No, but I've been playing for about 6 years.
Okay.
And I think overall, because you can actually check your game played, how long you have on each character. And I have, what is to be a professional in something? Was it 1,000 or 10,000 hours logged?
Are you asking me? I was asking. Oh, I have no clue. Panda Bears I know.
Like, to be considered an expert in something.
Well, it's like 1,000.
Any skills, 10,000. Take anything that you want to be an expert at, practice it for 10,000 hours, and you'll be an expert.
Masturbation.
Juggling.
You are an expert masturbator, Brandon.
The last count I had, this has been a couple months ago, it was close to like 9,650 hours.
Ashley, can you get me a Dr. Thunder?
Keep talking.
I'll take a ham special.
Thank you.
Fucking hams.
You are the worst whisperer ever.
Sorry.
Okay. See, the fun part about podcasting is when you... you know,
breaking the fourth wall, Dustin.
Oh, sorry. I'm just saying we can cut that shit out.
Why don't you?
You don't have to. You don't have to whisper under.
Thank you.
What Justin
said. Not what I asked for, but it's delicious.
You said Mountain Thunder.
She said Doctor
That's
Thunder.
Not lightning in this duck.
And I can't have. I can't have a ham special. They're in the drawers underneath.
This is all. I'm gonna have to edit all this. You guys are dicks.
You're gonna have to. I'm gonna do
it. No, I'm doing this one. This is the one that's going to the Dropbox.
Oh, gotcha.
The main show, I do. I'm sorry, man.
You guys do whatever you want. Then.
Just leave it. Fuck it. YOLO.
Justin. Yes. Sorry, 10,000 hours? Is that how much you've
logged? No.
Almost 900?
No, I've got 9,000. Close to 9,600.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, though, as many years as I've played this and hours I've played it, there are still people out there that would dwarf my knowledge and skill set in this game. Because, I mean, it's... depending on what... because you can spend hours doing absolutely nothing. Or you could spend hours, you know, perfecting something that you want to be good at, like player versus player, or just overall rating, PvE, player versus environment, or PvP.
How long does it take you to be the master?
What about PvC?
Player versus computer?
No, pipes.
Oh, no. I don't see.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ashley just brought me this tasty beverage. I don't want to make her choke to death. I'll calm down over here.
How long does it take you to be, like, max everything?
Once you start getting towards the release of the next expansion, they add a lot of perks in to, you know, try to get people who have, over the course of the last expansion, kind of phased out where they either got bored with the content or, you know.
So they invented panda people?
Life happened. Well, see, the thing is, though, if you played the original World of the original Warcraft, kind of like the old Age of Empires, if you ever played
that. Yeah, I played that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had, Warcraft was actually based similar to that.
Oh, came so out, like, create your own world. And,
right.
Okay, yeah.
Right, so they had a lot of the different classes that you play in the game are based off that original one.
Okay.
And anybody who's never played those or got into them, the pandas were actually, the Pandaren, were actually one of the master races, or main races, I should say, not master, running the Aryan Brothers or something. But they were one of the original races from the original Warcraft.
Aryan so, Brotherhood or nothing. They couldn't be. They're black and white. I mean, come on, they're pandas.
Yes. So they were one of the original races, but through the course of all the other games, and when World of Warcraft came out, it was limited on both sides to the races you could choose from.
Okay.
So I think Blizzard was playing the long game on it, and they wanted to save certain races for further on.
Okay.
How many expansions do they have? And name them.
The original...
In order?
Yeah, the original game was called World of Warcraft, uh-huh. and it had a level cap of 60.
How many mounts?
Dude, there's over 300. 275, somewhere 275, 300 around there.
Can you have them all? You mount them all?
You can't. Because
some, mount them all, Pokemon.
No, some of the mounts are specific to which which to side
class
you,
or whatever.
Well, to which side you decide to play. Plus, there's some class specific mounts that you other ones can't play.
Do they have dragons?
They do.
I want a dragon.
They got a couple.
That's what I want.
What's your like your main character? What is it? Are you an orc?
No. That's the orcs are based on the Horde side. So if you want to look at it, there's. The good race is called the Alliance, and the darker side is called the Horde. So each side has, you know, its own races.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, some of them had, like, a certain class that was specific to Alliance or Horde. That's the other side. But then over each expansion, they'll add either a new race or a new class, new areas. New talents.
What kind of like you're an Alliance character?
I've played Alliance and Horde, but I generally stick with Alliance. So.
So what kind of characters? Like what kind of species could I be in the Alliance?
Alliance, you have you can choose to be human.
Mm-hmm, duh.
Male or female human.
The best choice.
And they do have gender. You know, if you want to be male or female of any of the races, you can choose.
Can you fuck in this game?
No, but there are some people that sit there behind a dumpster or somewhere and say they're giving out tricks for like 10 gold or something.
Do the female ones just cook?
They do not have an improved cooking.
Okay.
No. Ow! Fuck!
But for the Alliance side, you have human, night elf, Draenei, gnome, dwarf, and Worgen was one they added later on, and then Pandaren in the last expansion, so...
What's a Draenair?
Draenei.
What's that?
It's an alien race of these giant hoofed purple beings.
I like them. They have horns?
Yes, they do.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they look like Tim Curry from Legend?
They look more like Dr. Manhattan.
Okay.
If he was kind of purple and had horns and hoof feet.
Okay. Oh, Dr. Manhattan from
The Watchmen. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Movie that some people haven't deemed worth watching.
Dustin, right. Blue Penis.
You gonna get in on this conversation over here?
I will.
Okay.
In a minute. I'm listening.
So how many expansions do they have?
Well, like I said, the original was World of Warcraft, and they had levels 1 through 60. Next came Burning Crusade.
Okay.
And that is it like Burning Man? They all smoke pot when they play?
No. But you'll be surprised.
Just checking.
WoW players smoke pot, so there's a lot.
God, I mean, they have to sit in front of a computer for hours and hours on end playing a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a weed thing to me.
Copious amounts of alcohol is how I choose to play the game, so.
What's the longest you've played in one sitting?
Lord, 18, 19 hours.
Were you Chinese and did you die?
I did not.
Okay. Chinese?
Oh, is that a story?
Speaking of which, I mean, I want to point out the Pandarens. And pandas come from China.
Yeah.
Mandarin.
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous, man.
Panda Express.
Well, if you're talking about, there was back during, I think it was either Burning Crusade or Wrath, the third, or second.
Wrath of
the Lich King. That was the second. Con? No, not God.
God! Wrath of what?
The Lich King.
Lich King! Sorry.
Yes. That was actually my favorite expansion. But
wasn't there Cataclysm?
Cataclysm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Keep going.
Yes. But there was actually a small Asian girl that had played for entirely too long and ended up dying at the computer.
There was a girl that played for, it was like almost 40 hours or something. She went into cardiac arrest or something.
Yeah.
Because didn't go to the bathroom, didn't eat. Didn't...
Red Bull, energy drink, shit. She just went dead.
Shit.
Yeah, that literally happened. That's a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That's like playing Mass Effect all the way through.
Like, I don't think Mario... Oh, my God. Look at that. Can I have a thing? Sorry. Keep talking. Keep talking. Vamp!
You got a bogey.
It's fine.
But...
Kaboom from testing.
There's been several stories of people getting themselves sick or coming close to dying because of this game.
So, tell us in relation to...
Mario Kart never made me want to die, I'm just saying.
No. I don't know how many MMOs you played.
Several.
Okay, so compare this. Tell us, what is it like playing WoW as opposed to wanting to blow your brains out playing Final Fantasy XI or something like that?
Ten.
Well, 11.
Ten is the greatest.
Well,
yeah.
The great thing about Warcraft is... Once you log into it, you don't have to do anything. I mean, there's so many different avenues that you can choose to play with groups of friends, strangers, whoever you want.
Leroy Jenkins.
He's on the server.
Really, at any point in the day, you can get online and find a ton of people to play with.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, is it ridiculously overpowered when you first start out? You know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot to pick up on.
Is there places you can't go? And
yeah, there's level specific areas where you don't want to go into, otherwise you'll get killed pretty fast. Okay. But when you're first starting out, if you have no idea, if you've never played an MMO before or ever had to deal with legitimate trolls, this is one game where a lot of
legitimate trolls,
teenagers getting on there talking shit.
Okay, I thought you meant...
Not those trolls. But no, Lucinda the troll from... what was that? Big Bang Theory, I think.
I actually had the troll as my math teacher, geometry, in high school.
Yeah.
Her name was Mrs. Keene.
Great story. Fucking beginning, middle, end, climax. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, in WoW, you work your way up to having elite armor, right? Or is it...
The level cap now is 90.
Okay.
And with
90 what?
Level 90.
Okay, level 90.
That's 150% the original.
Like, is this like the perfect game for like a D&D player that wanted to get online?
Yes, because there, a lot of your, when you're leveling up, a lot of the armor and stuff you work on is based on stats, like improved stats. Mm-hmm. So, like your +7 charisma, things like that. There's not
my +7 charisma, which works so well with the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, +7 charisma is pretty high in D&D.
Well, you're speaking to the Dungeon Master, thank you.
The Dungeon Master actually wouldn't be playing in the game. I mean, he might have an
NPC. You don't need to explain this to me.
He might have an NPC with high charisma or something.
Is that a non-playable character?
It is. So, Justin.
Yes, Justin.
To pick up these different pieces of... How do you go about picking up the different pieces of armor?
Well,
with your hands.
Is it all just going and killing people and stealing their armor? Or?
No.
You mean mugging? This game's about mugging? Fucking A, I'm in!
Yeah, well, there's PvP, but they call it ganking.
PCP?
You call it ganking.
Yeah, that's... some server...
What other 1985 slang is used in this? Do they say tubular a lot?
No, they don't.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. Keep going.
No.
Gank is awesome, though.
There's several different servers you can play on. There's PvE servers, which is where if you want to go in and just play the content, do the raiding, do the dungeons, actually follow the storyline that goes with the game, you can get into that server and play either side and not have to worry about the opposing factions just killing the shit out of you repeatedly while you're trying to get things done. And there's PvP servers where it's a free-for-all. If you're out running around trying to do your thing, anybody can get the drop on you. And just something you was going to take normally 5 minutes to do now takes 2 hours because you keep getting... Really?
Sorry.
That was terrible.
He aimed it away from you. Quit bitching.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You talk about areas and like there's like an area for like level 60 and up or whatever,
right?
So like, are those like private clubs?
No, it's just a
Is it like that time Dustin went to that bear bar on accident, quote unquote? And they're like, get out of here, little man. Pat, pat, pat.
We had a lot of action that night.
Yeah.
From bears.
From bears. I don't have my leg anymore.
Did you go?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry. So, Justin, World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Where were we?
I don't know.
We're talking
bear
about
bars? Level bear bars. Areas.
Yeah. The different different zones. Areas.
Can
yeah.
you? Oh, I got. Can you buy like houses and shit?
No.
Oh, well, fuck.
I want to fucking live there.
Well, it's you got to have a place for your character to live.
No, a lot of the major cities, each Horde and Alliance both have their major capital cities for each race, so they consider that town like that's where your main base of operations could be, depending on where you want to play from.
Okay. Gotcha.
So the main cities have the auction houses where you can go in and buy gear, where other people have either made it or they were doing a raid and it dropped. So they want to decide they want to sell it, and that's where you go to pick it up at.
Is there any like crazy expensive stuff?
It's not real money. It's all gold you earn in the game.
Well, no shit.
It's like Blizzard with Diablo 3, they had the real money auction houses.
Oh, wow.
And there were some people that were making a fortune off those, like legitimate money. And they had talked about bringing it over to Warcraft, but thank God they didn't, because it would have just destroyed the economy of it altogether.
Hmm.
Like the in-game economy.
But like, what's like the most expensive in-game item you can purchase with in-game fucking fake money?
They've got a mount that you can use for repairing and for changing the stats on your gear, reforging your gear, and I think it was like 100,000.
Gold. How many gold pieces do you normally go around with?
I spend it as quick as I get it, so it's hard for me to keep it around. But I usually keep about 15,000-20,000 on each character. So,
can you transfer stuff between characters?
You can.
That's cool.
What's your username if anybody out there wants to meet up with you?
Krat.
Krat?
Krat.
K-R-C-R-A-T.
Krat. I play on. Right now we're on Whisperwind, which is a PvE server.
Whisperwind, so motherfuckers.
No ganking crack.
Or PvE.
Krat. Yeah,
it's PvE, so there's no...
PvE, Krat, shout out, ganking, whisper dicks.
I pwn noobs. Do you pwn noobs?
I enjoy PvP.
What was it, Whisper who?
Whisperwind.
Whisperwind.
Whipperwill?
Now, back to the servers I was telling you about. They have the PvE and the PvP. Mm-hmm. They actually have role-playing servers. Those are some freaky bitches. They actually think that they are their character, and they talk in third person. It is...
Krat attacks you.
My human counterpart must go play the phone bill. He'll be back later.
Oh, no. The outside world does not exist.
Oh, shit.
This is where they have, like, legitimate marriages and stuff happen in the game.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not. These...
So if I were to go get that, like, online certification to marry people...
Yeah.
And I could set up shop in a World of Warcraft fucking... game.
You'll have to go to YouTube and check out some of the videos from those.
I can make a killing, dude.
I've heard of in other games. I don't know if they would do it in WoW, but there are like funerals for people who have died, that like players that have died. They do an in-game funeral.
Well,
but while the funeral is going on,
that was the Asian girl that died.
Okay,
it was on a PvP server,
yeah.
And what had happened was all of her guild. She was in a pretty good-sized guild, so they decided to have like a memorial service in the
like
game.
A pipe fitters guild? Like, what do you mean guild?
A guild is. A combination of, like, if we wanted to make a guild here, we all had different characters, we all had the same fucking character.
It'd be the Big Dicks Guild, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ashley just snorted Dr. Thunder on your carpet.
Missed jokes on dicks or something.
Oh, man.
The guild is just a group of people you play with.
Okay.
But she came from a very large guild, and they were fairly close. Like, a lot of the people, when I started playing Wrath, this has been a couple of years ago. I got into a good guild of people that I didn't know them. They're all, a couple of them from Canada out west. And we became pretty good friends. And like I've been up there a couple times to go to some concerts with them just to hang out. And...
You ever catfished on WoW?
You can fish on WoW, yes.
Have you ever been like, hello, my name's Julie?
No, you're not cat. There is catfish, though.
Nah.
There's some of that shit goes down.
That's funny.
Yeah, and until you get them in...
Like, it's not like Facebook catfishing.
It's,
this is like I'm in a fake world pretending to be somebody else I'm not who's pretending to be somebody else they're not. That's great.
Yeah, I would like to see the ratio of like the actual female characters that are made, how many of them are actually guys.
I'd make a female character.
Well, and see, I'd actually did a...
She'd be a slut.
Then I'd screenshot that shit, print it out, blow it up, and fuck it.
Jesus, fuck a piece of paper.
You can... There are methods. Sorry.
That's a paper cut you don't want.
Gotta hit something first.
Now, back to that funeral, though. Her guild had actually made a memorial service. Someone logging into her account and went to this area where she was really fond of. Because the scenery in a lot of these areas is beautiful. And they had her character laid up on this stump, and they had an actual waiting line of people. Of people logged into their characters, walking up, paying their respects, and walking by. There was a group, and she was a Horde character. And this is on a PvP server, so there was a group, an Alliance guild, I can't remember the name of them, but they actually went and raided this memorial service and killed everybody at the service.
Mm-hmm.
And that guild ended up having to be forced disbanded, and some of the characters were banned, players were banned, stuff like that. I mean, it was...
Because they went to a fucking funeral?
They went and trolled a funeral.
Yeah, they knew that everybody in this guild was going to be at this funeral, so they all got together and ambushed them.
Yeah.
Okay, so in a game where it's like a feudal fucking era,
yeah,
where barbarians and hordes and shit would do this anyway,
yeah,
they fucking got in trouble for doing the exact thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking stupid as shit!
I know. You gotta watch the video, though. It's legitimate.
Watch the video of what?
They had the video of the funeral service. For
no!
The guys that did the raid actually made a video of them doing the raid.
As they should have!
And they'd sent a spy over to the funeral.
They fucking infiltrated the guild?
They infiltrated the funeral.
That's so stupid. And, oh my god.
It's great.
That's pretty legit, though. Infiltrating the funeral.
Like, yeah, they planned this. They executed a fucking plan that took 20 people to figure out and set up and do, and they got kicked out of the game for it? Fuck that.
No, but I mean,
fuck, wow.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it in real life, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there was a couple hundred people at this funeral. So,
what do you mean?
Like, couple hundred.
Four people died?
No, a couple hundred people showed up to this memorial.
And not one of them brought a fucking sword?
Oh, they all have them, but everybody was not really paying attention to it because these people that had showed up had actually legitimately lost a good friend of theirs.
What the fuck is happening in the world, though?
Yeah. I mean, but it was a legitimate memorial service for this chick.
That died in real life.
That died. And her friends had set this up because they figured that's something that she
would have dug.
Yeah. And
don't you think, especially as a Horde player, that she would have dug an enemy coming in and, like, they fucking campaigned and they won.
It's... That's a toss-up.
Okay, listen, listeners. When I die, if you fucking have a funeral for me in the WoW world and somebody fucking attacks it, I hereby give them permission to do that, okay? And fucking go outside and get some sun. You fucking twats.
Pasty gingers.
You pasty queer gingers. Yeah, spread your cheeks. Yeah. Oh my god. Anything else to say, gentlemen? And lady?
Do you think you've spoken your piece about WoW?
It's something that you can go on for hours with. The depth of the game is so much.
Well, for Christ's sakes, if people can die playing it, yes, you can go on for hours and hours. Yeah.
You mentioned a storyline. All I ever hear about is like the player versus player.
There's actually the Warcraft books. Mm-hmm. It was it's a fairly large collection.
It was books before it was a video game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the books, you can go out, check them out. They're kind of like a Lord of the Rings style reads.
Mm-hmm.
And you get some of these, some of the hardcore lore people that play the game, they nitpick everything. So they'll go through and like, well, this person's name is, you know, in the books he's this, but in the game, you know, where's he at? He's not here. And it's, you see Asperger's come to
full okay, strength. I'm going to go ahead and confess that I do that with Dragonlance.
Hmm.
Like,
what's that?
Dragonlance is a series of books based on the world that Dungeons and Dragons is in.
Oh, okay.
And, there's the original authors of Dragonlance that, like, the books that they wrote, the 10 or 12 books they wrote are, like, the canon. And so then there's hundreds of other books written based on that world. And so, like, I'll be reading it, and all of a sudden they're like, no, don't you dare. Be reading it, and they'll talk about, like, an elf with a beard. I'm like, elves don't grow beards in this world, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
bunch of
stupid fucking authors.
Bunch of fucking Neds. Dustin, we have to tase you.
Why? I didn't lose anything.
Yeah, but it's part of the tradition. Put your foot up here.
What tradition? I'm not gonna let you tase my foot.
No, you're not tasing his foot near my interface and my mic and my cords.
Your interface.
I spent a lot of money on this, you dickweed.
How does a dickweed work? Anyways, come on, let me tase your hand. Give me your hand. Palm. Right there.
Tase your palm first.
No. I don't have to. I own the house. That's my out.
Rant!
Come on. No, I'll do it real fast. Palm. All right, give me your arm.
The palm is so bad.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Listeners, you're so close to the mic.
Listeners, are you ready?
Come around over there.
Where do you want it?
Right here.
How hard?
I don't know. Fucking just do it.
Me!
That one hurt a lot worse.
Yeah.
I smell burnt hair.
Man.
I smell burnt dignity.
That okay, he tased me twice earlier, and it wasn't as bad. I think it was because he got me on like a meteor part of my arm.
No, he changed the batteries while you're outside you're fucking with your car.
Must have been. That's actually a rechargeable one, just for the record.
What?
Yeah.
Nerd.
On the bottom.
All right, so.
Boy. Yeah.
Masturbate later with that hand.
Who?
Stranger.
It'll be so numb that it'll feel like somebody else's hand.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be great. Like no, you masturbate Brenton with that hand.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then Brenton will be like, it doesn't even feel like I'm doing it. And then you'll be like, I know, me either.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Straight.
So, Matt.
Straight jerk.
Yes.
Who is the greatest prostitute of all time?
Miss Pac-Man?
Yeah. You know why?
Because you were Googling Pac-Man jokes earlier.
I was.
Why though?
So is that the end of the joke? Did I win?
It's because you, for 25 cents, she would eat balls all day until she died.
I like it.
So
I like my answer better.
Thanks for ruining that one.
Thanks for not planning ahead and Googling right next to me during the recording.
Fuck.
Asshole.